Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. In 1865, a black man named Paul Jennings published a book called A Colored Man's Reminiscences of Madison. The book is a remarkable historical artifact. For one thing, scholars say it's the first White House memoir, telling behind-the-scenes tales about President James Madison. But here's what made the book so incredible. Jennings, a household slave for the Madison family, challenged the legend of a white woman's role in history. And not just any white woman, the First Lady, Dolly Madison. The episode in question took place during the War of 1812, a not-so-little squabble between the British and the United States over maritime rights. 2 years into the war, on August 24, 1814, British forces invaded Washington, D.C., burning the Capitol and the White House. Legend has it that Dolly Madison ordered the rescue of the White House's famous portrait of George Washington, cutting its frame so it could be whisked away before the British arrived. Newspapers reported that Madison herself removed the portrait from the White House. Her heroism and patriotism were widely celebrated. But in his book, Jennings disputed the narrative that has persisted to this day, even after he said it wasn't so. This is what he said actually happened. In August of 1814, things were tense in the capital. The British were marching closer. On the 24th, the president trotted out by horse to witness a battle in Bladensburg, Maryland, near the border of Washington. Meanwhile, at the White House, Dolly prepared for dinner as usual. Jennings set the table. But before dinner could be served, a free black man who had gone with Madison to Bladensburg raced into the White House. He waved his hat, yelling at everyone to leave immediately. He said that the Americans were retreating. That meant that the British could now attack Washington. Confusion ensued. They expected the British to arrive any minute. Dolly ordered her carriage to be brought around and raced through the dining room of the White House. And, according to Jennings, she had no time to cut Washington's portrait out of the frame. All she took was her silver before escaping. Ultimately, the British arrived at the White House a few hours later. According to Jennings, they sat down and ate the dinner he had prepared. And then they set the White House on fire. The iconic portrait of George Washington was gone by the time the White House was burned. But who actually saved it is still disputed. In his book, Jennings credited a gardener and a doorkeeper for transporting the painting. The National Park Service credits Jennings himself. Dolly, in a letter to her sister, said that two gentlemen of New York took it out of the White House and hid it. Jennings' version of the story might seem trivial today, but consider this. It was extraordinary for a black man to dispute the legend of Dolly Madison's role in that day and age. And the fact that Jennings' account doesn't appear to have been remembered or taken seriously by history, even today, is certainly emblematic of the role that race plays in getting to the truth. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Deneen Brown, who reported this story for the Washington Post. And for more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.